Last week on the WBGO Journal, we heard about the partnership between WBGO and Free Press and a new survey from Outlier Media. This week, we're going to hear more about other collaborations that are developing to address needs in Newark. The Peer Learning and Collaboration Fund in Newark is an opportunity for local reporters, media makers, organizations, and city residents to apply with collaborative projects to meet information needs identified throughout the city. With the support of the Victoria Foundation and Nicholson Foundation, $45,000 is available for organizations to address information needs identified by Outlier Media. Local writer and founding partner of Third Space, Kenneth Miles, is coordinating the Newark Fund and provides coaching to applicants on behalf of the Center for Cooperative Media. Miles spoke recently with WBGO's community engagement reporter, Britt Harley.
Before we jump into the grant opportunity and eligibility, when it's due and the why, I wanted to just kind of rewind back to early August and the virtual event that the Center for Cooperative Media held with the Peer Learning and Collaboration Fund. So can you talk a little bit more about that event and why this grant is important?
Absolutely. So we had two virtual meeting sessions over Zoom, and basically what it was, it's like a brainstorming session. You had stakeholders from Newark, you had people who are media makers, and what we did during those meetings were to just discuss what we felt was needed in Newark, what was the information gaps, and we also came up with some ways on how to find solutions to get the information to people that was needed in Newark. So it was great. You know, some people who were on a session, I didn't know some people who I knew from working in Newark and being a writer, but it was a lot of good information, a lot of honest discussion, a lot of good ideas that came about. So it's important for us to find solutions to the information needs so the residents of Newark can get what they need. And a couple of things that we found out, this was before the survey came out, what kept coming out was that people feel like Newark needs some sort of centralized portal where people could come in and find information that they need. And another thing that's really important is that when you have information to give to people, to make it accessible to people who may be have some type of impairment, whether they may be visually impaired, hearing impaired. Another barrier for people getting information I found is language barriers. So it's important when you have surveys or when you're disseminating information to not only have it in English, but perhaps like a city like Newark has a huge Portuguese and Brazilian population. So you may want to translate some of the information that you're trying to get out, have it written in Portuguese or Spanish as well. So these are some of the barriers as to why they are not getting the information that they need in terms of information related to COVID-19, information about finding affordable housing, information about unemployment assistance, how to navigate the system with that, information how to get their kids set up for virtual learning. You know, that's been a huge discussion for people on our meetings. You know, some people just don't know what they need to have their kids set up for learning. So this is uncharted territory right now, you know, with being in the pandemic. So I think we have some new challenges that, you know, we're not used to, and we're all pretty much trying to find our way.
When I think about challenges, I also think about opportunities. And right now, to your point, there are folks who need information. As we learned, another thing was food insecurity, and also folks needing money for utilities, rent assistance. With this opportunity from the Center for Cooperative Media, will be for local reporters, media makers, city residents to think about what ways to fill some of those information gaps. So can you talk a bit more about what the process of the grant is going to be like? What is it going to look like for folks to fill in those information gaps in terms of the information that city residents say that they need?
I'm excited to say that we, the Center for Cooperative Media, through the generous support of the Dodge and Nicholson Foundations, they will award $45,000 in grants to people who have innovative ways, people/organizations, to collaborate to find innovative ways to address some of these information needs. What does that look like? Again, I think the first thing that you need to do, if you have an idea to address one of the needs that we've discussed or, you know, that was mentioned earlier, such as food insecurity, anxiety, virtual learning, paying your bills, your utility bills. If you have an innovative way of dealing with this information gap, I think the first thing that you need to do is just to think it out. That's the first thing. Think it out, put it on paper. When you put things on paper, you're able to get more clarity as opposed to having it just be a thought in your head. So once you have that, you write it down. We have an application that's online. You can go to the Center for Cooperative Media for more information and for more detailed information regarding the grant. Fill it out. Fill out the application. I need to say that we are prioritizing women, people of color, people who are based in NORC, whether you have an organization or if you live in NORC. We're prioritizing those applicants during this grant process. It can mean several things for different people. It can mean that you are coming up with a podcast, a series of podcasts to fill in the information gaps, and it may live on a radio station such as WBGO, or it could be online at a local news website. So it could be various things. What I found interesting too is just giving out information is not just what you may think of radio or television or like a print newspaper or anything like that, or even a website. Information can be given through like WhatsApp. And I found that to be popular within the African community, the Portuguese community as well, in terms of getting out the information. So just be creative, find out what people need. Again, go online and look at the survey, and then start the process of filling out the application. Applications close October 2nd at 5 p.m. There's a lot of opportunity out there for people to be a part of the solution.
What else would you want folks to know about this grant opportunity? I know you've also been hosting one-on-one hours for folks who may need support to think through some of their projects. So what other details would you like to share?
I think from just meeting with people who have expressed interest in applying for the grant, or just at least express interest in being in on the conversation about filling in these information gaps in NORC, is that if you want to be part of the solution, you have to be involved in these conversations. You have to be an active participant to be a part of the change. And when I say that, I mean, you know, we have this opportunity, right? We have this opportunity for people to get their idea off the ground to serve the community. It's going to take some work. It's going to take actually filling out an application and not being intimidated by the process. I can't do this interview with you without not discussing how racism and inequity in communities of color, it plays on information gaps. It has something to do with that. But in order for change to be made, we need to be a part of these discussions, and we need to get our ideas off the ground. A lot of times you're going to need funding for that. So this is a good start. This is not the end all of be alls, but this is a good start for some of the information gaps to be filled in. And this is for NORCers. This is designed for women, people of color. I didn't mention before people who identify as having a high financial need. This grant is for you.
Collaboration is a big piece about the grants. And so can you talk a bit about what types of collaboration and partnerships the Center for Cooperative Media may be looking for when it comes to applying for this grant opportunity?
That's a great question. So we're looking to fund grant applicants who are looking to collaborate. And what does that mean? That means that if you are an organization or an individual who's based in NORC and you have this great idea to start up a podcast to address some of these information needs, that means maybe linking up with somebody. It means collaborating with people who already have a vehicle to get the news out in terms of information needs for the city. There are a variety of different publications that are based in NORC that people who are interested can collaborate with. This is not going to solve every information gap in NORC, but this is a start. We're doing this interview just to make sure that we're doing our best to get the word out and let people know, you know, what the qualifications are. I urge people to read the Outlier Media report in terms of the information needs. And if you need more detailed information, to go to the Center for Cooperative Media. There's a frequently asked question page that will answer a lot of your questions that you may have about the grant. I said that there is $45,000. How much will be awarded? It depends on the grant and what you may need to fund your project. Create a budget. In order for you to ask for a certain amount of money, you need to know what your needs are in order to get your project not only started, but to finish your project too. So my hope is that not only will we have some great ideas to fill in these information gaps.
And for folks who may be on the fence about taking the time to apply for the opportunity, especially thinking about how sometimes these sorts of opportunities can show up as extractive to the work that folks may already be doing, maybe experiencing like, oh, this is extractive. We may not have relationships with this organization. What would you say to those folks who may have an interest but are not too sure that they want to apply?
That's a great point, Britt. And I can only speak for myself, right? I'm a consultant for the Center for Cooperative Media for this particular grant. I know the amount of work that I put in Newark. I have a business in Newark. I went to school here. I have family here. I love Newark. Me being a part of this is coming from a place of sincerity, knowing the people, knowing the struggles as well. If this wasn't something that I truly believed in and that it can help the city, like that to me, that's the biggest goal, is to fill in these information gaps and get people what they need, I wouldn't be a part of this. In order to make change, you have to be at the table. You have to be an active participant. And to the credit of the Center for Cooperative Media, they have someone who knows Newark, right? So I've covered Newark for a very long time. You know, I've worked over at Brick City Live. I've done some editing work over at High Side Magazine. And I have a love for the city. I have a business here. You know, I interact with Newark every day. I'm a part of the Ironbound Business Improvement District, you know, just making sure that the city is kept clean. I'm a part of the Young Entrepreneurs Academy, which is something that I really enjoy, which was to mentor some young aspiring entrepreneurs last year with their business projects. So I'm a part of the city. And it's not about what you say, it's about what you do. So what do you want to do?
This opportunity is really great for folks to get some funding and to fill some of these information gaps. But I think this is a beginning and the continued conversation, the way that I see it in this community, around how do we best share information? How do we get information to folks in Newark City residents? How do we have news content, media content that really reflects Newarkers? I'm so looking forward to what collaborative projects come out of this opportunity.
I always feel like it's easier to work together than doing things apart. A favorite quote of mine is that it's not the load that breaks you, it's the way you carry it. And together we can do more.
Kenneth Miles, founding partner of Third Space in Newark, speaking with WBGO's Britt Hartley. I'm proud to say Kenneth Miles is also a former student of mine at Bloomfield College.